Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's Mark Toohey.
We're just going to listen to the music. That's what I call music right there. There you go. But I'm old. I'm old enough to remember when furnaces burned oil. We had that in my home growing up. And then, of course, came along natural gas, which was cheaper and cleaner and saved the planet. And now we want to get off that and, we want to go electric. But somewhere, somehow, somebody's got to make the electricity. How are they going to do that? I don't know. It's very complicated. But what it comes down to in my mind is a little bit like dollars and cents. And so I have heard, I was talking with somebody the other day and put a heat pump into their building because, oh my God, that's the way to save the planet. And apparently they believe, the homeowner, is going to save them a whole heaping stack of cash. Well, I'm always interested in heaping stacks of cash, and I suspect you might be as well. Maybe you have a heat pump. Maybe you're looking at a renovation in your home or your condo or your commercial building, or you've got a small apartment building. Is there money to be made? Is there money to be saved by switching the technology with which you heat and cool the place? Well, my guest knows. Her name is Belinda Gilbey. She's president and co-founder of Bondi Energy, which is a company that that does a bunch of stuff. In fact, they're working on a project right now to install a 300-unit heat pump in an old Toronto building. It's a retrofit, which always, to me, seems like, well, that's going to cost a lot more money than just knocking the place down and building fresh. But, you know, some people, sometimes you can't do that. Brenda Gilbey, welcome to the News Talk tonight.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So what is a heat pump?
Great question. So a heat pump is, you can think of it like an air conditioner, but it's more advanced and it can do heating as well. So, you know, you have an outdoor compressor unit. You might have one on the side of your home and it connects to an indoor unit. It has that, but like I said, it does air conditioning and then the system can reverse and do heating as well in the winter.
I think the house next to mine, when I owned a house, had installed a heat pump. They loved it. And yeah, it looked like a bigger than usual outside compressor, but it worked all year round. And my understanding is it basically moves the heat. So when it's too hot inside, it moves the heat outside. When it's too cold inside, it moves the heat from outside in. How does that actually do any of that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So if you know what a ductless system is or a mini split, that's effectively what a heat pump is. And you're right in saying that it moves heat from one area to another area. So it's got a compressor, it's got a fan on the outdoor unit. It's concentrating the heat that's in the outdoor air, moving it along the refrigerant, and then heating the space inside. And then for air conditioning, it's moving heat from inside your space and rejecting it outside. So that's effectively cooling your space.
And so why would I want to have one of these instead of a good air conditioner and a furnace?
Yeah, great question. So the burning of natural gas in North America is the second leading contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Okay. So number one is transportation, and second is burning natural gas. So your furnace or boiler system. So a heat pump is so energy efficient. It's about 3 to 4 times more energy efficient than a furnace. So it's going to save, one, on gas. So you're going to help save the environment. But secondly, you're going to save on your cost as well and your energy costs. And we're seeing with, you know, carbon taxes and, you know, other penalties that are coming down the pipeline in the future, the heat pump is going to be the best way in terms of dollars and cents to heat your space and to cool your space.
So 3 to 4 times more energy efficient. What does that mean?
It means you're going to save. I'll give you an example. So we do apartment buildings primarily and condos, and our projects are saving about $1,000 per suite per year. So that translates to an increased value of that unit. So in real estate, there's a term called cap rate value. And if you're saving $1,000 per year, you've increased the value of that space by about $25,000.
And what about a single-family home?
Single-family home? Same thing. So a single-family home is going to be bigger than an apartment. So you might save $4,000 to $5,000 per year. So multiply that by, you know, $25,000 by 4, that's $100,000 in increased value right off the bat.
And that's purely in the energy cost to run it. That's not government rebates or anything like that.
There are government rebates available for single-family homes. You can look that up, the Greener Energy Home Grant. For commercial buildings, it's a bit different, for sure. But, yeah, there are incentives and grants available.
But so $4,000 to $5,000 a year for a single-family home, that's not including any of these rebates. That's just the savings in the cost of the energy to operate a heat pump versus a furnace,
yeah, right,
air conditioner. Okay.
Yeah.
And the what does it cost to install one? Because, I mean, $4,000 to $5,000 a year sounds great, but if it costs me a ridiculous amount of money to put it in the first place, a lot of people can't afford that.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, it depends on, you know, how big the space is, what size heat pump are you putting in, how many rooms you have, how big is the project. But, you know, for a single apartment, call it two bedrooms, maybe around $10,000 to $12,000.
And compared in a single-family home to the cost of a furnace and an air conditioner?
It's a little bit more expensive. So I will say that it's marginally more expensive on the install side, but we believe in the long term it's going to be the best in terms of operational savings for sure.
And so, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, they still rely on refrigerants. People are concerned about refrigerants when it comes to greenhouse gases and stuff. Is there something magic about the refrigerant in these that's better?
Yeah, so the refrigerants are always getting more advanced. Right now, the standard is R410A. The newest one coming down the line is called R32. So that's approved in the U.S., where we're doing some projects as well. That'll be approved in Canada. So the refrigerants are always getting more and more efficient and as well safer for the environment.
So if I'm in a home or looking at an apartment building or a condo, that a project, where I need to replace the air conditioner and the furnace anyway, this sounds like it would be something I would look at. But is there enough savings there just on the financial side, not the saving the planet, that I might want to actually pull out a working furnace and pull out a working air conditioner and put in a heat pump?
So for that scenario, what we would suggest is if you have an end-of-life furnace or boiler or air conditioner where it needs to be replaced anyway, you should take a hard look at putting in a heat pump instead. Instead of just like for like, look at a heat pump as an alternative. If your home has electric baseboards for heating, then for sure put in a heat pump because you're going to have even bigger savings. We all know how expensive, you know, electricity is in Ontario, and that price is only going to continue to go up. So the business case is even stronger if you have electric heat to start with.
Really? Because, you know, I grew up in British Columbia where electric heat in most places, you know, well, a lot of homes, but certainly most of the apartments I ever lived in was the norm.
Oh, yeah. It's really popular out in BC. We do see it here in Ontario as well. There are about 400,000 apartments in Ontario with electric baseboard heat. And we can look back, you know, on hydro prices, and they've been going up about 10% year over year on average for the last 20 years. And that'll continue to go up.
And so, like, you're doing a major retrofit project with 300 units. I'm almost out of time. But do I need to have a ductwork system, like a forced air system, to make a heat pump work?
No, not at all. It's a ductless system, so there's no ductwork. It's the indoor unit, the outdoor unit, small refrigerant piping connecting the two. And it's very minimal in terms of how invasive it is. So we're in and out of an apartment in one day, maybe two. So it's very quick, very easy to install.
Wow. Now, if you could throw in an extra bonus feature where you would reach out to all the duct cleaning companies who call me three times a week and get them to stop calling me, that's a sale right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We can, get those calls stopped coming to you for sure.
Belinda Gilbey, president and co-founder of Bondi Energy, thanks very much. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
So, I mean, this is not really new technology. It sounds like they're improving it constantly. But, 15, 20 years ago, our neighbor put a heat pump in between our house and theirs. It was noisier than the air conditioner, only in so much as it operated 12 months of the year. And because in southern Ontario, it doesn't get super cold. I should have asked. That was my question I was going to ask. How does it work at minus 40? You know, does it still work? But, you know, maybe then you pop on a little space heater if it doesn't work. I don't know. It might not work everywhere in Canada, but certainly most of the places you're listening to me right now, it's probably an option you might want to consider. Heat pumps. There you go. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, tomorrow's News Tonight.